Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Quick rant of truth for you this morning. Yeah, this is my first impressions. My first impressions are basically, it's always a good instinct to say whatever the wild lefties are puking into the ether, that's a good place to go. That's probably wrong. But that said, I hadn't looked at anything. Kim of Chemology 411 called me yesterday and it's like, we were just discussing after I go, what? He was a teacher, the shooter at the White House correspondence dinner. And he was 31. He had a graduate degree. And it wasn't really so much a teacher as an exam prep guy. But nonetheless, you know, she goes, all the people on the left, and she identifies as left, but she's one with common sense, and those exist, to be clear. I mean, after all, I'm not straight conservative, and I've been very clear about that. So sometimes it's like they're the people on the left with common sense do exist, to be clear. Just as a general group, they tend to always make the wrong, even philosophical ideas in the real world. And the conservatives don't make the wrong philosophical ideas in the real world. They just screw up and don't follow up on what they supposedly believe in. So anyway, she's telling me about likelihood of, or, you know, kind of what the narrative is going on. Go, well, it's really weird. Like, he wasn't, you know, why would he think? And wasn't this booked months in advance and so on and so forth? I'm like, this morning they didn't say it was booked months in advance. But on the other hand, they did say he just checked into the hotel like a day or two before. But my first impressions are this is not a conspiracy. But I've been wrong before, and I picked up on 9/11. Took me 2 years to even start to pick up on it because I knew all about OKC, and I just didn't want to think that that would be fake at that much larger scale and buildings coming down. So I certainly didn't look into it. Let me stop you right there, Tyson. This is Tyson correcting Tyson and interrupting Tyson. I'm going to say something a little bit later. I've inserted this correction early up front that where I referenced something I said in other episodes, maybe too quickly. And, you know, when you have all these episodes, sometimes you just act like you're thinking of the things you've said, but that doesn't mean everybody's heard the things you've said. So I referred to 9/11 for a reason and mentioned a lack of debris, but I didn't say where the planes went down in the non-WTC sites. So that's what I meant. I meant a lack of plane debris. Just thought I wanted to add this correction in case people could think, what is he talking about? I've heard, the quote, no planes theory at WTC, but not a lack of debris. What is he talking about? Okay, now we're going to listen to this guy again. Okay, that's it. That's your correction. Back to regular programming. So that was September of 01. I went to graduate school and moved to do so in mid 02. And only come the summer of 03, I think it was my first summer, so June-ish, May, July, did a younger kid who was actually a son of a college professor in the town where I was going to school, did that person, in fact, I think he may have been a son of a law professor of mine, but I don't recall now, and he brought up 9/11. So I looked at 9/11 really late. I'm like, oh, come on, now you think. But then I'm like, well, they said it. They've opened the box. I can't not look now. So as soon as I started looking, everything became obvious, unfortunately. I had some episodes on that, but high levels are, you know, no actual debris. And WTC-7 going down when maybe some debris of the larger building had hit it, but no real concussive force or anything like that. So I've heard that, but I've definitely been late to the ball on some of these. But for this one, from what I'm seeing, they had said, what was it, one guy's name, Crooks, there was no social media. It was really weird. Plus, he's a young, well, I don't know, he wasn't that young, was he? Mid-20s? But this one, you know, the family had seen this rhetoric build up in him, and he, you know, did have a plan. He was in the hotel. He talked about calling himself what? Friendly federal assassin. I think that he was just to the point of, I'm going to try. And then it got stopped about as soon as you possibly can get stopped. See, I think of something that's, rigged. I mean, if you're going to rig it, why not somehow allow the guy a little bit closer? Allow the guy to get a little closer. Now, and I told Ken last night, because you guys know me, I'm like, well, you should really not ever immediately trust anything. I mean, there's nothing wrong with someone going, would they have set this up to get more rhetoric to help in the midterms, what Trump is unlike otherwise, due to the Iranian-Iran war, he's set up to lose for not living up to his campaign promises by a mile. So would they have done this to try to get sentiment back? Like, listen, they tried to kill him, whatever, three times at least. That's a fair question. I mean, it really is a fair question. I'd be intellectually dishonest if I said otherwise. Of course it's a fair question. I mean, this comes along the time that we also know that the Southern Poverty Law Center was activating groups from the inside. So why wouldn't you go, wait a second, if the very law center, quote unquote, of course it's a hate group, you know it's a hate group, and they say any 3/4 of people are actually political organizations or have a political point of view are extremist groups. That's a hate group. Southern Poverty Law Center is a hate group. But the difference is that they had stepped into the role of the FBI, and when the FBI just sets something up so they can have a win, and instead of just going, well, let's infiltrate and make sure we have intelligence to see if this goes further, but there's no reason to forward anything. There's no reason to forward a plan. And so you see that Jim has always been disgruntled, but mostly lazy, and John, who likes his guns, but he's all talk. And then eventually some guy named Tom comes in, and Jim and John are helping out, and Tom's always the guy who ends up knowing the contact that they can get him the info or whatever crazy, plan this is, and so on and so forth. And they forward with, if it is, a fake plan, so there's not any actual, damage that could occur accidentally, it's still, they forward the plan, and really they lead the intent of the group to let's do this. If some people fall off, if as long as some people still are kind of around, and the other people that are fall off, like, I don't know, man, but they don't feel like telling on their friends. I mean, that's a crime. I mean, you are supposed to tell if something that bad is going to come along. So I get it, but that's the point. You start with 11, 12, 13 loosely based people, and by the end of your plan that Tom comes in and helps create and helps carry out, because he knows all of the other people too, the shady characters who are also fake, you really only have about 2 or 3 loyalists and other ones that kind of know, but they're all on the hook in some form or fashion. And so if that can be true, that the FBI can do that, and now the Southern Poverty Law Center, instead of just informing, is also on top of that, doing those types of activities, and instead of leaving it to the feds, and the Southern Poverty Law Center is therefore activating extremist groups like the KKK and otherwise, then of course you're right to say, well, I don't know if this assassination attempt is an assassination attempt. And of course, the other thing is, I even just seeing it very quickly, it was more about, can I get somebody from the administration? And honestly, it kind of worked the way it's supposed to. I mean, I saw a Secret Service person come on real quick, and granted, this was ABC or NBC or something, but regardless, it's like what they said made sense. Like, we don't try to shut down hotels. We set the perimeter closer. So the guy's going to get a hotel room, but it would be interesting. Are these usually booked months in advance? And if they, that to me, that would be a key, but on the other hand, surely some people cancel. That's why that doesn't give me a whole lot of trouble. But what is, he is an engineering guy. So at first thought, this does not really catch my attention as something that really seems odd. It seems plausible based on the rhetoric that his family saw, and over a course of however long that it escalated. And I do think he did have some personal problems anyway. And whenever you're leaning in that direction, it's not an excuse. It just goes to the validity of it, right? The validity of whether that guy was probably genuinely acting as opposed to being puppeted. And so when you look at those things, you go, okay, well, he's having troubles and maybe something about a girlfriend or a wife problem as well. 31, sometimes, you know, you get this graduate degree and life starts and you're just like, not as like, I spent all this money and this is all the further I am. You know, maybe you want to be a teacher. Maybe you want to be a professor, you know. So 31, if you go to school, then you go to graduate school, that can be a weird time in your life where you start to have the early midlife crisis. I'm supposed to be further along than this. I had one, obviously with none of the violent tendencies, but at about that age, I had gone to the Navy and gone to school and graduate school. And then, hold on, how old was I when I went to graduate school? Never mind. But somewhere around there is definitely some where you're like, what, am I going to have to go back to school again? You know, if you pick the degree that doesn't make you much money, or you don't have good networking, so you don't get into good positions. At 31, sometimes you can be pretty off as far as where you'd rather be in life, let alone if any relationship and issues have come in, right? So up front, this looks quite plausible to me. A functioning adult with an engineering degree puts together a rifle. He uses stairs. And even then, though, what I was going to say is that if I was going to stage this, I'd let the guy get a lot closer. So I thought I heard them say it was a whole floor up, but I may be wrong about that. But the security perimeter that he goes, this is very sparse. Let me just try to sprint through it. I wasn't even close to the situation yet. So this just to me seems like someone going, I don't care. I said I was going to do it. I've been looking. And they said supposedly they have evidence that he'd said he'd been looking. And this is one of the better opportunities, which would make sense because, again, the Secret Service says they don't shut down hotels. But does he know? That just means a lot more dense security perimeter closer to where the event itself is. So up front, it does not seem odd to me. But I have been wrong before. But just first impressions to me, this does seem authentically impotent. I would think that if they were going to do... On the other hand, you could as well argue, well, the whole point is you don't have to make it be that much closer to the president. My tendency is to say, well, why wouldn't you, if you're going to stage something that's you know, trying to change the sentiment so that, okay, well, yeah, I didn't necessarily agree with how long he dragged out the Iranian war or that he even started it, but geez, these guys, people are still trying to kill him for the rest of his agenda, which means it must be powerful. You could say that, well, he doesn't have to be all the way to where we have to, quote, stage, if you're coming at it from that direction, right? An assassination attempt that gets close to him. Just that lower sentiment of, I'll be damned if somebody else didn't go in there. I'm going to add another thing real quick. I'm always very careful, say, for instance, when I talk about anybody, a certain Yahoo, if you know what I mean. I talk about a lot, but Fauci, Demon Fauci, I'm always very careful, and I let it come across like, you know, in my regular routine way of saying it, it can sound sarcastic, but it really is an emphasis both to keep me out of prison and to never, ever have anybody think that I believe individual acts of violence are solves to anything. They aren't. If you think you're going to individually act and change policy, that's not going to happen. You're just going to be carted off as a crazy person. And if anything, you're gonna push more security surveillance stuff. So I know that. I'm assuming you know that. But whenever I say this guy deserves to be hung from the highest tree through due process, or put in front of a firing squad, of course through due process, I say that not to be smart, but to be specific. It's kind of like how when you use the Z word instead of just the other word, you're trying to be more specific, but they don't allow you to. And now they're trying to say, oh, when I'm being more specific, because I'm not referring to the whole people, I'm referring to a smaller subsegment. Like when you refer to Ku Klux Klan members, is a little bit better than just saying all white people. But no, you can't use a KKK word. You can't use that phrase because we know you just mean white people and hate white people. I mean, I mean if you're calling out those folks and you were to say, hey, well, the Ku Klux Klan is bad. There are a lot of people that, you know, are not in the Ku Klux Klan, a lot of good white people. So anyway, those distinctions are for a reason. You know, whether it's me using the Z word and those who would try to say that, no, you hate everybody. You don't just hate the Z word. You're not just talking against the Z word and their awful activities. Yes, I am. I am just talking about the Z word and their awful activities. And by the same token, when I say through due process, some people are worthy of a military or international tribunal and war crimes because they have damaged that number of people. And that's why I say through due process, individual violent events, they don't change anything. The most that can happen is that individual violent events just make other people think we got to finish a job, other nutsoids. And when that happens, maybe somebody does, quote, finish the job. But did they really finish the job? You know, did getting rid of that one person that this crazy thinks needs to be gotten rid of, did that really do the thing? Most likely not. So all we can ever do is go, we've got to appeal to those that would enforce the laws and try to get them brazen enough to enforce the laws. All right, because if it doesn't come officially, then you're just talking about chaos. And we don't try to match chaos with chaos. If you think that the certain thing that you're against is chaos, it's awful, it's not civilization, that's fine. You can have that opinion. But if that's true, then you matching it with a chaos event is not helpful. It doesn't do any good. So I just think that that's a good emphasis because I heard somebody go, well, you know, the bad thing is that through all these, you know, Charlie Kirk and others, Charlie Kirk was a conspiracy, give me a break, so was Kirk. But at least on its face, you know, was the people think they can solve their personal and societal problems through singular acts of violence. And that if that is creeping into it, that's bad news. And of course it is. It's awful. And let me bring up this. Maybe you have some liberal friends, you can leave me a note on Spotify or on Audio Boom or something. Go look for my email addresses at the bottom of my Audio Boom in the older episodes. They just made me take it down because they thought it was fake address because they got those algorithms now. It's totally not a fake address. It's a duck.com. If you send an email to me, I'll get it. It was just kind of one of those secondary ones you put out. And it was a way for me to put a secondary one that had a show type of a, you know, a theme to it. But, you know, if maybe you know some liberals. And I'm looking on Reddit the other day for home improvement stuff. Because I'm on Reddit, sometimes you scroll. I'm not really a Redditor. I never sign in. And I see, are these authentic themes of like, yes, of course we should burn factories. It's the only thing that gets their attention. What's the attention? What are they going to do, shut down their factories? Is this true? Is this true that there are people that unhinged that are making this argument what we'll do is burn factories? You know, all that would do if it's the wrong type of factories, they go to a different country. Is that what you mean? Is that your big idea? Never mind. Is that to get back at the elites or just the factory company? You know, the company whose factory that is or what? So if you know, is that authentic? It seemed like I got a sense, like I saw all these, you know, quote, factory fires. I'm like, well, more chaos events. But I go, you know, it's hard to stack it up. We had all the food processing plant explosions and fires here a few years ago, and they're trying to keep food prices up. I goddamn guarantee you that's what it seemed like to me. And then, you know, we had other oddly disproportionate in number of incidences type of phenomena. Then we have factory fires. And I'm like, do I really know yet? Seems weird. Seems interesting. Fires typically even in factories, it's like they got sprinkler systems and everything else. You have to really do something on purpose for there to be a large fire at a factory. Like something big, like too much for the system to catch. If it's just some random little fire that happens because of electrical. So very odd, I thought, but I'm like, I don't know anything yet. And then I happen to go on Reddit, and there's a bunch of things around. Yeah, that's the only way to get their attention. Is that serious? Guys, it won't. Okay, that's why the scales of truth and the importance of speaking is so important. Because all you can do, really, if you're not an elected official, if you're not an elected official and have the power of a legislature in your hands, and the power of enforcement, if you're law enforcement, is to put that opinion out there, both directly to individuals like representatives and legislators, to your congressmen if they come through, whether it's on a website or if they come through and have a town hall, and to the general ether so that people understand that that's the collective thoughts. You can add that, but if you're not in a position of power or activity, you doing some individual violent act has nothing to do with anything, except if anything, disparaging your cause. At some point, I mean, I know that I talk about the red pillars, but in a bad way, where all they can do, what would be, has Trump got a favorite color? All they can do is just whatever Trump has done lately, that must be the right thing to do. You can't help those people. But for the rest of us, at some point, we're all the most settled with the most peace and the most lives saved and the least destruction for most of us. And so when we put out those opinions of, hey, okay, that's pretty destructive. Do we still need to keep doing that? Or, hey, that was pretty destructive. Why are we doing that on behalf of a very, very destructive cause? Oh, why is that fair? Why is that just? How is a supposed threat of development worthy of now destroying an entire country? Most of us understand that when it gets disproportionate and overly violent, and there are victims. And so, as we do understand that, all we can do is put into the ether our honest opinions about when too much is too much. And when we do, that helps. I don't know. The force. It helps people as they're saying, what is the thing that should be done next? What is the next thing that is the most important thing to do? They get a sense of that people's sentiment, right? So the individual acts of violence, you're really getting nowhere except in prison. I mean, or on the run, or other than that, I mean, if you're really a part of conspiracy, you may get another life. You may get whisked off and, you're not really dead. But I said individual acts of violence, not those nice conspiratorial acts of violence from, the various intelligence agencies, CIA and Mossad and the like. I didn't say that. I said individual acts of violence will get you nowhere. So presuming you're not plugged into either one of those agencies, and even then, if you aren't plugged in, but they're the ones who recruited you, good luck there. Lee Harvey Oswald, good luck with how long you're going to live afterwards, you effing idiot. So the only thing that'll be interesting, and Kim brought this up, is like this guy die in prison. And if he were to die in prison, obviously antenna go up. Like, okay, maybe there was a plot. And I mean soon, I should say die in jail or wherever they place him, usually is jail, but for this high level, they may just put him into detention center that equals prison as well, awaiting the trial. If he dies in a matter of days or weeks or a couple of months, puts a different spin on it. But right now, I think it's an honest shooting, but I've been wrong before, and usually at least 10 times an hour if I'm awake. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth.